Good morning, everyone. Hope you've all got your candles there with you. And if you haven't, then if you want one, then just you know where they are. So just have that in hand as we go through this morning. And I'll get this to look the right way. And also, if you've got your Bibles with you, as all good people have, you come to church, we can open up to Philippians chapter 2. Yeah, that's where I have my Bibles on my phone. Yeah. So today's message I've based on a talk I listened to from a guy called Shane Willard. Now Shane is from Charleston in the USA. He has held multiple pastoral positions in various sized churches. Hang on, I'll grab this off. Shane now ministers full-time in America and internationally, particularly in South Africa, Australia, and New Zealand. And with degrees in both clinical psychology and theology, Shane is known as being an informative, brilliant, and humorous communicator. Shane is mentored by a pastor with rabbinical training and teaches in the context of the scriptures from the Hebraic perspective. So after listening to this particular message, I was challenged by what Shane said. I thought how true, how important, how seemingly simple, but yet how hard. I'd like to share a snippet of his message with you this morning, or a variation of it. And if you identify with what I've said this morning, I would highly recommend you find his full message on YouTube. Last week, Mal set the scene with a little insight into life in the Roman Empire. Today again, we begin with the Roman Empire. This time, Paul is in prison at the time of a guy called Nero. He is the emperor of the Roman Empire. Let's just say Nero is not a very nice person. Prisoners were systemically tortured on a daily basis, and cell conditions were terrible. Paul was chained to the wall and was waiting the death penalty. And the death penalty by Nero was a thing of nightmares, which I won't even attempt to describe. Yet despite Paul's dire predicament, he was still able to write a letter of encouragement and faith that is truly inspiring. In the first chapter, Paul writes things like, "All things are possible with God. This will turn out for my deliverance. What God has started, he will complete. To live is Christ, and to die is gain. I will continue to rejoice." And the list goes on. But in chapter 2, he changes his focus to how we should be treating each other. And today we'll look at a small piece of advice from Paul. In verse 12, Paul says, "Continue to work out your faith with fear and trembling." What does that mean, to work out our faith? Paul gives four practical ways on how to do this, but we're going to look at just one. Choosing to be light in our world. I mean, that's what we all want to be, right? We talk a lot about being light in our communities, our workplaces, our schools, our clubs, and our families. No one says, "No, I want to be like darkness in this world." No, we all desire to be light. It's quite simple, really, isn't it? We all know what it means to be light in this world, right? Let's see what Paul says about how we can shine like bright lights. So if you've got your Bibles, turn to Philippians chapter 2, verse 14. The very first thing, the basis from which we live as lights in this world, it's got to be something great and inspiring, right? Let's see. It says, "Do all things without grumbling or disputing." Really inspiring. How good have we been at this over the last week? We've all been really good at this, eh? We don't grumble or dispute about anything, do we? No. Let's explore what Paul is getting at here. Because he said, I mean, the Greek word for all in this verse, I mean, it's got to be something, it's got to be a little clause in there somewhere that we can get away with a little bit of grumbling, right? Well, the Greek word for all actually means all. But Leanne, you say, you don't know about that driver I had to follow who was going only 40 kilometres an hour and I was running late. All. But the waitress took so long to get our drink orders and then she got it wrong. All. But management at work have no idea what it's really like here. And they make us do all. But my kids this morning was just atrocious. Squabbling, dragging their feet and all. You get my point. Let's read together the verses 14 and 15 from the Philippians chapter 2. So if we'd like to all read it together. Do all things without grumbling or disputing, so that you may yourself to be and innocent children of God, of reproach in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation, among whom you appear as lights in this world. Wow, that's lots of impressive sounding phrases and words, right? But what could Paul be actually meaning here? Now remember, Paul is a first century rabbi. So in these verses here, he's actually quoting texts from the Jewish Bible, or as we know it, the Old Testament. We're going to look very briefly at what these are, but if you're someone who likes to study this in more details, I'll leave it for you to read about them around them a bit more at home. But before we do, we're going to use a bit of our imagination. I want you to look at your feet. I want you to imagine you're outside walking in bare feet. It's been raining this morning, and you've been walking through the mud. Can you feel the mud squishing through your toes? The icky, sticky mud. Ugh. Okay, keep the imagery in your mind as we explore what Rabbi Paul is saying here. So, do all things without grumbling and disputing refers to Exodus 16, verse 2. The whole congregation of the sons of Israel grumbled against Moses and Aaron in the wilderness. And in Numbers 14, verse 2, all the sons of Israel grumbled against Moses and Aaron. And the whole congregation said to them, Would that we had died in the land of Egypt, or would that we had died in the wilderness? That you become blameless and harmless refers to Genesis 17, verse 1. I am God Almighty. Walk before me and be blameless. The midst of the crooked and perverse generation refers to Deuteronomy, chapter 32, verse 5. They are not his children, but are a perverse and crooked generation. Shine as lights in the world refers to Daniel 12, verse 3. Those who have insight will shine brightly like the brightness of the expanse of the heavens, and those who lead the many to righteousness like stars forever and ever. Now, in a nutshell here, Paul is referring to the Exodus story. The story about God reaching out to a group of people who didn't deserve it or earn it, and moving them from slavery to freedom. But what do they do once they gain their freedom? All they did was grumble and complain about things far less important than their salvation. Does the story sound familiar? Yes, I'm sure we are all familiar with the story of Moses and the Exodus, when God brought the Israelites out of Egypt by parting the seas and holding back the walls of water so they could walk to a place of freedom. But can you also think of another time when there were people who were set free, people who did nothing to earn it or deserve their freedom, yet God paid the price to set them free from slavery? Yes, that's us, folks. It's all people at all time. Jesus came in human form. He has pulled back the waters through his life, death, and resurrection, so we who have been have done nothing to earn it or deserve it can walk through to a life of freedom. And like the Israelites, Paul is saying here, we have a choice to shine like stars. And how do we do that? Simple. By first doing all things without grumbling or disputing. You see, the cross and resurrection is not just an event that we remember, but it's an event from which we live out the rest of our lives from. If we see the cross and resurrection in reference to what we are complaining about, it puts it into perspective. We have been unconditionally given our freedom, and yet we keep our heads down, seeing those mud between our toes. Things that annoy us, or things that make us uncomfortable, or things that we don't like having squelching mud between our toes. Like I imagine the Israelites probably had, instead of looking up at the walls of grace, the waters held back for us that lead us to a life of restoration and freedom. What an amazing gift we have been given. Let's have a little closer look at the word grumble. Look at the word all. Let's have a look at the word grumble. What does it mean? Does anyone here know what the Greek word for grumble is? Not quite. It's gongosmos. I think I pronounced that properly. Listen to it again. Gongosmos. Yes, grumble is the same as a gong. An out of place gong. You can have the best orchestra or the music group with the best singers, the best guitar players, the best keyboards, like us. But if you've got a drummer who's out of rhythm with a crash of the cymbals in the wrong place, it butchers the entire song. Now, I've warned Regan about this, okay? Now, I'm not talking about Regan here. I already warned him. He's a great drummer, and we are really blessed to have him as part of our group. But it's a concept, right, guys? It's a concept. It's the crashing cymbal or a gong in a song that butchers a song. We explored 2 weeks ago the idea of being a part of God's song, to look and listen to the song God is playing today in our community, our homes, our work, our world, and then join in his song. See, God's in the business of reconciliation, restoration, and freedom. The world we live in today is such a better place than it's ever been in any other time in history. Yes, there's still work to be done. There is still uncomfortable mud between our toes, but this world is getting better and better. Our healthcare is much better than it's ever been. I mean, would you prefer to get your appendix out now or 500 years ago? Or would you rather suffer pneumonia today or before the discovery of antibiotics? We are living longer than ever before. Technology is way better than it's ever been in history. The WHO, the World Health Organization statistics on poverty, believe it or not, are way better than they have ever been. The murder rate is down 100 times since the 1400s. In 1800, there were only 2 democracies in the world. Now there are 90. These are just a few examples. Has God finished? No. But is the world better? Yes. So the challenge is to be a part of God's song and never the gong. Why does grumbling seem to be our default setting? Here's a few reasons, I think. We grumble when we forget to see the bigger picture. We have our blinkers on and only see the mud between our toes. We will grumble when we forget how far life has come. We forget how good life is in 2019 compared to any other time in history. We grumble when we think we need more. We grumble when we compare ourselves with others. We look right or left instead of up for our value. We grumble when we forget where our lives would have been without Jesus. So in summary, if we truly want to be a witness for Christ and shine like stars in our community this year, then the first step is to do all things, yes, all things, without grumbling or disputing. I find this a massive challenge. It's a challenge I want to put my hand up to this year and say, I'll do my best to look up at the walls of grace and not the mud between my toes. I'll join in God's song and not be the gong. Will you join me? And let's together shine like stars in this world. Let's pray. Lord God, we want to tune into your song, to hear and see where you are playing in our world. We want to be a part of your song, and we don't want to be the gong. Help us to approach this life without grumbling. Help us to lift our gaze away from any mud between our toes and see the walls of grace you hold up for all of humanity's freedom. That we may shine like many stars together, that the world may know the way to the light, to this life of freedom. In Jesus' name, amen. We're going to have a time to reflect now. To reflect, how have we done over this last week with grumbling? I find it hard, as the hardest place for that is at work. Are there areas in our lives where we particularly need to silence that gong? And what would life look like if we did all things without grumbling or disputing? So in your own time, I want you to bring your candle forward. If you are unable to, ask someone next to you. And light your candle from the Christ candle and place it on the table with the world map there. And let's together make a stand that we will do all things without grumbling or disputing, so that we may shine like stars in this world and be that example.